Today is November the 24th, 2020, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this crazy school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are amazing grace, the blessed Redeemer, so compassionate, our defender, the engineer of all life. You're the fountain of living waters, the God of creation. You are high and lifted up, and you are infinite. You are Jehovah Shalom that we look so forward to. You are the key to everything we need, the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah, the Master Gardener. And Lord, nothing is impossible for you are the one true living God, the priceless one, and the quieter of our souls, our rock, the renewer, our safe place. You are triumphant in all that you do, the underwriter of all things and the wonderful counselor. Lord, continue to be such a great example to us as we seek to do your work in the public schools. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, O King. Thank you. Thank you in the season of Thanksgiving, but thank you every day. For my brothers and sisters in the public schools, I thank you every day for our families. I thank you every day for the families of our students. And Lord, I want to thank you every day for the students, for without them, there is no calling on our life to be educators. So gracious God, let us lift up the children today in this pandemic. What are their minds being shaped by? What are their thoughts? Lord, they don't always know how to express themselves. Let us feed them with your word that will bring that refreshment they need. Oh, blessed, eternal, and gracious God, holy, holy, holy is your name. We bless you and come before you through Jesus, our King and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are on our 66th day together, and we are up to Psalm 62. The Word of God, Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. For him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehoods. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Selah. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. He only is my rock and salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock. My refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion in the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. The Word of God, Psalm 62. Now, the second thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals from Christian educators. Today's devotional is written by Dan Elliott. He calls it, Be Clean, Whiter Than Snow. The prayer. May we keep our consciences and hearts clean before you, Lord, every day. May each day be a day of rejoicing because he has washed us, cleaner than clean. The scriptures that Dan has chosen, there's two, is first Psalm 51, verse 7. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. And the second one is Dan's signature scripture. Lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other's faults because of your love. Always keep yourselves united with the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace. Have you ever seen a new fallen snow that is really bright white in the daylight? Even in moonlight, it seems to glow with freshness. Ever feel bad that your life is not as bright, as fresh, or as pure? We all struggle over failures sometimes. We all have sins in our past that, when remembered, still make us cringe. Even David, the king, with all his riches and power, succumbed to two of the worst sins, adultery and a related murder. He repented, and God forgave him. God restored him to fellowship and called David a man after the very heart of God. God has done the same for you, no matter what your past. It was all taken care of in Christ's death and resurrection. Now, as you permit it, God will put his holiness within you, and thus you are cleaner than imaginable. And that, dear friends, was our devotional by Dan Elliott called Be Clean, Whiter Than Snow. Now, the remainder of our time together is our theme for this school year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. That's 180 scriptures that we pray, 180 suggestions for caring for others on campus, both our colleagues and our students, and 180 guidelines on how to dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools. Let us begin with prayer. Now, each day, we have a different scripture. We say it, then we pray it. Today's scripture is Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Oh, when you get bogged down in the burdens of school life, my friend, meditate on the future that God has reserved for those who love him. And now I will pray this beautiful scripture, and I do it as a sample prayer, hoping that you will try it too. This prayer is a real prayer, though, from my heart to your heart to his heart. Dear Infinite Father, standing at the water's edge and saying this verse gives us hope, for there will be a day when the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea. Your glory will be everywhere, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Help us in school. When we are tangled in the things to do, plan, research, learn, and find ourselves overwhelmed, help us to learn this scripture for the encouragement that one day all our students and colleagues will see your glory and will confess that you are Lord, and our whole school community will be saturated with your incredible glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, that is one of my favorite scriptures as I stand at the water's edge at the beach early in the morning as the sun rises. Oh, it is such a word picture. Thank you, Lord. Now, the second thing that we love to do is talk about care. And care is that responsibility and joy of being a Christian in the public schools. We need to be different. We have the same woes and worries as all of those around us. But there are little things we can do. That's what Mother Teresa encouraged us. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And we as Christians, as followers of Jesus, look to him as he reminds us, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So one of those possibilities is to do something today for yourself. Now, that sounds selfish, but you have to energize yourself in order to give to others. So do something absolutely special over this little break, whether you just get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's awesome, or you got this whole week. do take at least some time to energize yourself so that you can care for others on your campus when you return on Monday. And then finally, let's talk about DARE. DARE simply is the ability to live out your life, your love for Jesus on your campus with boldness, yet with gentleness and humility. So you need to educate yourself, you need to know the law, and you need to know the guidelines that have been written for you. And that is exactly what we've been doing. We've been reading one guideline at a time. So today on day 66, it says, public schools may not provide religious instruction, but they may teach about religion. And so that's exciting, and that's something we should remember. And when people go, oh, you can't say that here, I'll just point them to the Constitution. It is free speech, especially if you know those first 16 words of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. As a public school educator, you are Congress. You're a public employee. You work for the government. And that means you can neither encourage nor discourage religious discourse. And now, my friends, one of the ways you can join us in our constitutionally protected prayer is at 1:16 p.m. each day. Now, it is protected because it is private. You're not saying it out loud in front of the kids or even adults, but you are joining your brothers and sisters across the nation, pausing and praying each day. Oh, yes, it is a most inconvenient time, but set that alarm and just smile wide, knowing that you are not alone. Today on November the 24th, we're going to be praying that we may have a balance at school and at home as well. That's where I believe it's really the hardest on the educational community. So it seems to never be any end to the papers to grade and the lessons to plan and the things that need to get done or the schedules to change. May God bless you as you seek to create that balance. Now we pray at that time, 1:16, because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a small portion of our reading from today in Psalm 62. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. O gracious God, our rock and redeemer, our refuge, the Lord who is real and wonderful. We come before you and we trust you. O Lord, show us how to trust even more and obey. We look to you for the direction, guidance, and counsel that we need to love on others this day. We thank you and adore you. Look to you for all things because you are God alone. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.